Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Parler pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So as I mentioned when we were talking in the last segment with the House Speaker, next Sunday, we're going to talk with Representative-elect, of course, tomorrow he'll be Representative, Aaron Coleman. You know, this is an interesting character, and to say the least, I've had a lot of my former colleagues and friends who are asking, you know, why would you put this guy on? Why would you talk to him? And he's not the first socialist that I've had on the show, and he certainly is someone that, you know, I'm not going to agree with on policy. And we're going to talk policy with him. I mean, you know, Representative Coleman stands for pretty much politically everything I disagree with. He supports he's like the AOC of Kansas. You know, he supports Bernie Sanders and you know, the $17.25 minimum wage and the Green New Deal. And, you know, it's a long list of items that he would support. And I would laugh at him for, and who knows what will happen next Sunday. But at the same time, what Democrats are trying to do in the Kansas House is, it's no different than what's going on in D.C. with what's going to happen tomorrow with Nancy Pelosi running another impeachment attempt of the president. You know, democracy is what it is. It's not it's not supposed to be pretty. It's a messy process. And, you know, that's why when we say elections have consequences, I get that Democrats don't like their you know, some Democrats don't like who got elected in Wyandotte County. But Aaron Coleman won with 66% of the vote, and the voters who elected him knew about the issues in his personal life, in his past. And he won anyway, twice. And just because you don't like his past, just because 6.5 female legislators think that he shouldn't be allowed to serve, they don't get to make that decision. The people do. As Ron just said, as Speaker Reichman just said, that's right. His colleagues in the chamber don't get to determine who serves his constituents. Aaron Coleman's constituents get to serve that, or get to decide that. And I know Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer is the minority leader in the Kansas House. And as of right now, as of this evening, Aaron Coleman still doesn't have an office. He still doesn't have committee assignments. And that's on Tom Sawyer. And that's wrong, because now the 20,000 or so constituents, Republicans and Democrats, who have issues in Wyandotte County are not being given effective representation. If I'm a voter in Wyandotte County and I'm having trouble with the Department of Labor, I can't call my House representative. I can't go visit my Kansas House representative and get assistance because Tom Sawyer doesn't like him. And I'm sorry, but Tom Sawyer doesn't get to make that choice any more than Nancy Pelosi gets to choose if Donald Trump is the president. It doesn't work that way. I don't like that Joe Biden is going to be president in 10 days. I hate that fact. But you know what? It's a fact. I don't like that Kamala Harris is going to be vice president in 10 days. I really don't like that because I think she's going to be president sometime after that, like in a week or two, maybe a month, maybe 6 months. But you know what? I don't get to make that decision. The 80 million fraudulent voters, most of whom were dead, they elected him. They elected her. Similarly, the people who voted for Aaron Coleman elected him. And he has every legitimate equal right to serve and represent his constituents as any other representative, regardless of how reprehensible his past is. And that's the way it is. And I get it. People don't like it. I get the fact that people are frustrated. You may not want to serve with him. You don't have to be buddies. You don't have to go out to dinner with him, but you have to serve with him. And it's high time that the Democrats put on their big boy pants, suck it up, and learn to live with it. Because right now, this is a hissy fit. That's all this is. And I've served in the legislature with people I did not want to serve for 4 years on the same committee as John Carmichael, but I did. And I served with Jim Ward, and I had to hold my nose to do it, but I did. And that's the democratic process. And the fact that they're trying to remove Aaron Coleman from office because they don't like him, you know, we choose our state representatives. The people in Topeka don't get to pick that. And that's just the way it is. And I think I'm just very disappointed to see that they're doing that. It's just not the way it's supposed to be done. And I'm sorry that I kind of got in a rant here. But this is the kind of stuff that frustrates me. And again, it's a double standard. It's the same double standard that we see with regards to the way the media and the left are treating rioters in D.C. versus rioters in Minneapolis. And it's the same thing that we're seeing here. Because it's okay to try and remove one and not the other. I just don't get it. After the top of the hour break, we're going to review 2020's worst examples of media bias. We're going to talk with Jeff Dickens from Newsbusters. And if you think the stuff that we've already shared with you was bad, that's nothing like these gems. These are the top 20 worst cases of media bias from 2020. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.